Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. This will be episode two. And I titled this one Trust Your Gut because I want to be talking about learning how to listen to your body and trusting your body when you're experiencing certain symptoms. So this past weekend, I did a Facebook Live on going dairy-free and some of my favorite dairy-free products because it's just such a hot topic right now. So many of my clients ask me if they should cut dairy out. Or if they need it to have certain nutrients in their diet. And it's just a big topic in the nutrition world as well, as to where its place is in the diet, if there is a place for it at all. So that live went great. We had a few people commenting about what has happened to them after they've cut dairy out of their diet and some symptoms that they've noticed that have reduced, and just how they're feeling and all that good stuff. So if you want to catch that, I'll put a link to that live in this episode notes. But so yeah, anyway, I want to talk about listening to your body and listening to your gut and really having a new type of communication with your body, because I think a lot of us, anything that our body is doing or we're feeling, whether it's pain or whether it's discomfort, whether it's a rash or acne or anything like that, we kind of always approach it as we're very annoyed at the body for what's happening, because things are inconvenient to us. And we try to suppress the symptoms in any way possible. So for example, if you go to, I'll use the example for me. I had really bad eczema all my life, since I was a kid and through my teenage years. And I had always gone to the doctor and they always said the same thing. You know, you just have it and we're going to give you topical steroid cream to put all over yourself and just lay in bed. So that's a typical conventional medicine way of treating things. I'll talk maybe in the future, I'll do a podcast on the difference between conventional and functional medicine. But for right now, that's what I'll say about conventional medicine. So in chronic diseases, such like that as eczema, or even you could think chronic diseases like heart disease, diabetes, just anything that's very long lasting and it's not acute, like you broke your arm or something. So conventional medicine is great for when you break your arm or you cut your finger off or something. That's good. But when you have a long standing chronic disease that you can't figure out what the problem is, that's when conventional medicine kind of fails us. So it teaches us too. I think it teaches us as the patients to treat our body like that. So when something does happen, okay, you know, pop this pill or do this, or oh, you're having that reaction. Well, yeah, that's what's happening to you, and that's how it's going to be. And rarely do we ever kind of look for a deeper root cause of, okay, why is this happening? This is not normal. So that's what I was kind of talking about this weekend on the live, about if your body is having a symptom and then we want to stop and try to figure out maybe where is that coming from. So I'm using the example of dairy because so many people have issues with it. So I've heard so many people tell me that they've had digestive issues every time they eat dairy. And these are people that sometimes they don't even consider themselves lactose intolerant because they can have certain dairy foods. But this just, you know, most people, just, you know, after they have ice cream or after they have pizza, they're like, oh, I'm in the bathroom for a few days, or I get stomach cramps, or I get a few pimples. But yet, there's never the idea of, okay, maybe the body's trying to tell me something and maybe I should actually stay away from that food, and then try to investigate maybe why that is happening. Because it might just be the food. Like, the food just might not be good for you, or it could be telling you that the body is in such a sensitive state that it's overreacting to multiple types of food. So the other thing is, it's never just an immediate reaction that's going on. So if you're eating dairy, if you're eating ice cream, and you do have diarrhea, sorry to be graphic, but this is reality, and that lasts for a day or maybe a couple days, or maybe you get acne or something from eating dairy. That's the immediate reaction that you're noticing. But what you're not seeing is the underlying damage that's being done. So for example, when you do go to the bathroom and your body is flushing itself out, trying to flush the system out of everything it doesn't want, it's trying to tell you, don't eat this again, or I'm going to keep giving you this symptom to try to let you know not to keep feeding this to me. But every time that's happening, there's, like I said, there's further damage being done. And in the case of the digestive system, it's usually you're losing a lot of your good bacteria and you're increasing a lot of your bad bacteria. So we have tons and trillions of bacteria all over our body inside, and it's very concentrated inside of our gut. It actually, if we gathered all the bacteria in our bodies, it would weigh about 3 to 5 pounds. And we actually, in the functional medicine world, or lately people have been kind of calling it, it's basically another organ, because it plays such a big role in our health and just how everything functions in the body. We don't really understand it fully, but it does play, it's a really big deal. So we really want to be really careful with our gut bacteria, especially. So yeah, so when you're having GI symptoms, such as bloating, as gas, diarrhea, even constipation is a huge one too. That's where we can get decreased number of our good, helpful, beneficial bacteria, and then an increased number of that bad bacteria that can cause a lot of issues, that can cause leaky gut, and all that negative stuff that can lead to complications. So, and if you've ever heard the saying, everything starts in the gut, that's because that's true. The gut is connected to every other system in our body. So if there's ever damage in the gut, what will happen is over time, it will start to spread to other parts of the body. So my point is not to freak you out or to scare you, but my point is that I want you to start thinking about symptoms that you have, whether it be, you know, really extreme or really minor. I just want you to think of those symptoms as your body communicating with you and trying to let you know something's off, you shouldn't do this, you should do this. It goes the other way around too, right? So if you do eat something, or if you do something, like maybe it's yoga or maybe it's a workout, and you have a certain type of meal with certain types of foods, and you're feeling amazing and energized and positive, notice your mood as well. That's another signal right there that you should keep doing that, and your body really likes that. So just think of your body and you and your mind and your brain. We're just communicating, and it's never, you know, we have, like I said earlier, you know, we're always thinking we're frustrated with the body for having this symptom and for you know, not having the perfect clear skin or being gassy or bloated. And we just get really, really frustrated and angry at our body. Even with when being overweight as well, we're frustrated because our body can't lose the stubborn weight. But you have to think about it as the body's always trying to protect you and always trying to keep you surviving longer. So we just need to communicate a little better with, what does your body need? It's just kind of like being in a relationship. Like, you got to communicate all the time and figure out what your body needs to keep it happy, so then you can be happy as well. So, that's pretty much the gist of it. So listen to, and the reason I say trust your gut is because a lot of the symptoms I hear from my clients, a lot of them are digestive and GI related. But this can be anything. Like I said, it can be joint pain, it can be skin issues, it can be mood. Mood is another thing. Depression is, we know, it's an inflammatory disease. So everything is related, and we just want to take the signals, the symptoms, and use that as, you know, data to then investigate a little bit more and see what the body needs from us. So yeah, on that note, try to do what you can today. So from here on, maybe take today, or maybe take this next week and really start to be tuning into your body. One good way to do that. So one of the reasons why we're so out of touch and out of tune with our body is because we're super busy and we're super stressed. So we only really notice our body when we feel something not going right. So a good thing to do is just to sit down, close your eyes, and take some deep breaths for a few minutes and start to kind of feel into your body. Like, how does your back feel? How does your neck feel? How are your shoulders super tight? Is your belly really, really bloated and distended? Are you holding on to water? So these are a lot of things that you might not even notice unless you actually take the time to just sit down and relax and allow your body to kind of allow yourself really to kind of listen and tune into your body. So this is something that can be done every day, or maybe you just do it a few times and then you realize, wow, I need to be focusing on myself a little bit more and focusing on what my body needs from me. So yeah, so that's all for today. And if you have experienced this, I would love to hear from you. Like when I was doing that live and we were talking about cutting dairy out of the diet, people were saying that they found out they had an allergy to dairy and they cut it out and they couldn't believe how amazing they felt. And that can, allergies can come up in all different ways. So it could be a sinus, recurrent sinus infections, or it could be a skin issue. It could just be feeling exhausted and fatigued all the time. Or it could be something where your body's not digesting the lactose and you're having constipation or diarrhea. And then when you cut that out, well, one, your body's not fighting that all the time and trying to flush that out. So you do have more energy and you are going to feel lighter and cleaner and all that stuff. So a few people were talking about their experience on the live, but I would love to hear from you guys if you have, you know, listened to your body before and then actually acted on that and tried to change something and then really noticed a difference. So definitely you can always reach out to me on Instagram at SamanthaO'Toole_RD or on Facebook at Samantha O'Toole Nutrition. That's where I host my Facebook lives. I do them weekly and I'll be putting these podcasts up weekly as well. So actually have lots of good topic ideas coming up for the podcast. I think I'll be dropping them every Wednesday. So if you have, I'm always asking my email list, you know, if you guys have, you know, good ideas or you guys have questions, just please let me know because I would, you know, I want to talk about stuff that you guys are interested in and that you guys will really benefit from. So yeah, have an awesome rest of your day. Tune into your body, listen to your body, and I will talk to you guys soon.